History Con stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papageno's tri-state forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, mid-80s. Tomorrow, sunny, 5. Saturday, sun and clouds, 70. And on Sunday, partly cloudy, temperature in the mid-60s. We'll get the full details on Pat's tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Well, news out of Sharon Audubon. Sharon's new Modus Tower has pinged its first flyby bird. Fall migration season's in full swing in the Northeast, with an estimated 14 million birds already migrating over Litchfield County since August, and many more to go. One little bird, a Swanson's thrush, is officially the first bird pinged by the state's newest Modus Tower. The Modus Tower at the Sharon Audubon Center, one of 15 towers in the series in Connecticut, has filled an important gap in towers in the northwest section of the state. In August, the Audubon staff and volunteers installed the bird-tracking Modus Tower at Sharon Audubon Center. On September 14th, the tower received its first ping from a migrating Swanson's thrush, originally branded in Springfield, Massachusetts. In news out of Bard, they'll expand their Native American indigenous focus through a $50 million endowment. Bard will put a greater emphasis on contributions of Native Americans and other indigenous peoples in its American Studies program, which will be renamed American and Indigenous Studies. The Annandale on Hudson School also plans to add more college-wide programming, faculty and student scholarships in addition on the groups of study. All are being facilitated, the college representative said, through what they call a transformational endowment of over $50 million. The college said the endowment will also increase enrollment of students from historically underrepresented populations and geographic areas. In news out of Massachusetts, performing arts and institutions have struggled to recover from COVID with a strong showing last summer. Tanglewood is the exception to the rule. The performing arts industry has been in a slump lately, but Berkshire County's premier attractions have managed to mostly weather the storm. The Boston Symphony Orchestra announced on Tuesday that 290,000 listeners attended 204 presents a decline of 7% compared to 2019, when over 311,000 patrons performances, because there were 14 fewer events this past summer than 3 years ago. Individual concert attendance increased 12% from the summer of 2019, according to the BSO's tally. The drop-off in overall attendance, though relatively slight at Tanglewood, reflected more severe widespread trend in the performing arts, not only in the Berkshires, but nationwide. That report did not include Tanglewood's attendance figures, since the season had not been completed. Well, we have some events going on locally today. The Sharon Hospital organization, Save Sharon Hospital, is holding a community roundtable. It'll be held at the Scoville Library, the Wardell Community Room, and that is today from 4 p.m. on. And then Wednesday, October 5th, they'll have an event at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton. And also, they have an event coming up in Kent. We'll get that exact date in the next few days. Now, Save Sharon Hospital also has planned a rally to save the hospital on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. at the Sharon Town Green. The Amenia Wastewater Committee is hosting three community forums discussing the 2022 Amenia Hamlet Sewer Feasibility Study. They want to present the report to as many people as possible to get everybody's input. Forum dates and times and locations include Saturday, October 1st, 10 a.m. at Town Hall, Wednesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, and then Tuesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. You can get that Zoom link at their Facebook page and also on the Town of Amenia website. The party in the park is set for this Saturday, October 1st. The grand reopening of Eddie Connell's Memorial Park in Millerton will be Saturday from noon until 5:30. The event will celebrate the redevelopment of the park. The updated park will include two basketball courts, a soccer field, parking spaces for 100 cars, and close to 100 flowering and shade trees, A handicapped accessible playground has also been upgraded with a new entrance. Once completed, the park will include a new pool and pool house with showers, dressing rooms, a concession stand, a small commercial kitchen, and a community meeting room. The party in the park will include a basketball tournament, soccer games with Weebatuck students, games for children in the playground, courtesy of Northeast Militant Library, and food prepared by the Militant Fire Company and American Legion. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. So, artisans, crafts, demonstrations, children's activities, and more, October 15th and 16th. That's at DutchessFair.com.